From KUAR in Little Rock, I'm Bobby Yampazon. Attorney General Jeff Sessions Tuesday announced the Trump administration's intention to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program. It protects young undocumented immigrants from deportation. Now, it wouldn't happen for 6 months, and the Attorney General and the President are encouraging Congress to act now to save much of it. But as Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek reports, an Arkansas immigrant rights group is planning a hunger strike to protest it beginning Wednesday night.
President Obama created DACA by executive order in 2012. It gives undocumented children of immigrants legal status to attend university or work. Maria Valeriano is a 21-year-old mother who got a job under DACA. She spoke yesterday at a press conference in Little Rock about the possibility of losing her position or being deported.
Some of us have kids that we use DACA to support with. Some of us go to college. We pay taxes. We keep a clean record. And it's just so unfair that after they have given us wings to fly and just start our dreams, they're just cut off.
So-called dreamers like Valeriano, who've grown up on U.S. soil, don't receive federal benefits and must pay out-of-state tuition for college. They also pay fines and fees to re-enroll in DACA every 2 years. Mariana Oropesa is a 19-year-old studying office administration. She says getting residency through DACA allows her to be part of a Little Rock Job Corps program. She says losing it will hurt the whole community.
And there are a lot of Hispanics in this Job Corps, and it's going to be really hard for us to be able to complete our dreams and have a better future.
Central Arkansas organizer for the United Community Coalition, Maria Meneses, is a 21-year-old biology pre-med major at Philander Smith College in Little Rock. She says her group has reached out for support to Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. Rutledge joined 10 other states in a lawsuit challenging DACA earlier this summer.
We gave her our stories, and she was not interested in that at all whatsoever, but instead she was more interested in what her colleagues had to say about this matter.
In a statement, the governor said the issue is squarely back in the hands of Congress, and reform of our immigration laws is long overdue. Arkansas's junior senator Tom Cotton applauded the decision on the Hugh Hewitt radio show. He says he doesn't want to deport all 800,000 potentially impacted young people, but says he'll support efforts in Congress to create a more limited legal status.
I'm not going to support just a blanket amnesty with nothing to control the consequences of it.
The coalition is organizing a protest at the state capitol Thursday after a 24-hour hunger strike that begins today. Meneses says legal clinics will be assisting with DACA renewals through early October. The repeal won't take effect for at least another 6 months. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.